or of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. Diesel passenger cars have had a tumultuous past in the United States. In the last 15 years, they gained some acceptance among American consumers before a more recent downturn. But in the pursuit of increased gas mileage, an increasing number of car makers, from Chevrolet to Jaguar, are now offering diesel models in this country.
But a notable absence is Volkswagen, which once sold the most diesels in this country, but was slapped with a huge penalty for rigging emissions tests results and pulled its diesels off the market.
Lake Effect Automotive Contributors Mark Savage and Dan Harmon focus on diesels in their conversation this month, starting with the extent of Volkswagen's deception.
Yeah, I don't have exact numbers, but obviously they were dirty enough that they would not pass the emissions test if they were not in the special emissions mode. So, yeah, they fudged it and they got caught, and now they're paying something along the $15 billion price tag to make up for that.
All right, well, see, I'm old enough now to know that the damage that GM did to the diesel's image back in the 80s, and now this comes along. Is this more of a black eye for diesels, or is it more of a black eye for Volkswagen?
Well, it's certainly a black eye for Volkswagen. And I think, you know, you might say the diesel has a black cloud hanging over to a certain degree here. Yeah, GM heard it because they had bad diesels and bad cars when they were making them. And now Volkswagen had good cars and decent diesels, but they weren't as clean as they said they were. And that's, you know, that lying usually hurts you in the long run. So, like I say, $15 billion worth of damages as far as paying out to people to buy back their cars and have other cars tested and scrap a bunch of cars and so forth. So it's going to be a little while before diesel bounces back.
What I'm wondering is, even in regular dirty mode, not in the emissions testing mode, which was illegal, are they still, I mean, how dirty were they? I mean, can anyone actually be hypocritical about that and say, well, that's so dirty I can't drive it, even though I drive a gasoline car that gets even worse mileage, you know?
Well, it was dirtier, but it wasn't like in the olden days when there was a blue cloud that came out behind the car or truck, as the case may be, since that's where most of the diesels were back in the day and still are. You know, the most diesels have been is 3% of our market in the U.S., and obviously that's in Europe, it's over half. So that's a big difference. And this hurt Volkswagen there. It hurt everybody. Everybody who has a diesel, it hurt in some way because it does tarnish the image, even though the turbo diesels are much cleaner than they used to be.
I guess I'm getting at here is that they still are much, much cleaner than they were 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're not a viable option. Are we overreacting to this? And the fact is that they are cleaner than they used to be.
Yeah, still. Well, right. They're cleaner than they used to be. And I don't know that it's necessarily an overreaction because of the size and the scope of this. But And certainly Volkswagen and Audi, their luxury brand, were the two, you know, biggest pushers of diesels as far as in their marketing efforts and so forth. And they had a lot of models with the diesel engines, whereas a lot of the car makers, if they had a diesel, it was in one model or maybe two if it's BMW or, you know, a few of the others. So I don't know if it's an overreaction, but it's certainly diesels are viable. Turbo diesels are viable as far as both power and gas mileage, and they can be made to run cleanly, which is what VW has promised to do, is if you're going to keep your car, they're going to make it run cleaner now and back to the way it should have been all along. I think that probably will hurt the gas mileage a little bit, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be so much that people are going to be disgusted if they kept their diesel and keep running it.
And also, other European automakers still have diesel options, which are BMW, Mercedes. Oh, yeah. They haven't pulled them out. They are still running these engines.
Right. They're still running them. It's just everybody has to go through the EPA and get it approved. And I know that after this happened with Volkswagen, there was a slowdown in the process because they were testing everything much more rigidly than they had in the past. So I know a few of the Mercedes models were held up as far as when they were going to go on sale in the U.S. Things are still available, but it might have taken you a little longer to get your car a couple months back, and it may take a little longer for some of these in the future. But diesels are out there. They're not going to go away entirely. It's certainly a viable option, but I think that sales of diesels are going to be slow for the next year or two until this kind of gets behind people and into their, you know, distant memory banks, not so frequent and recent.
All right. Well, I just find it ironic that at the same around actually the same time that Volkswagen was discovered to be doing this. The other European automakers that have always had diesels but never in the U.S. all of a sudden were importing them here, mainly because of gas mileage standards. So that's Jaguar and Land Rover / Range Rover now have diesels here, and that's kind of revolutionary, kind of lost in the cloud of scandal. But
yes, you know, and like I say, a lot of people had one or two, and then maybe a couple now have added a third or fourth version. They may be hoping that they can grab the diesel market, which, like I say, has only been about 2 to 3% most of the time anyway. So if, you know, they are, if one German car maker has taken a fall, the other German car maker or two are going to be happy to pick up the slack a little bit and take some of their market share away. I mean, it's a war of numbers and sales numbers.
Okay. So has this hurt mainly Volkswagen, the, you know, the largest importer of diesel passenger cars anyway into the U.S., or is it an image problem for them, or is it just for diesels in general, passenger cars especially?
Well, certainly has basically killed Volkswagen's diesel sales because they aren't selling hardly anything at this point. But diesel sales overall have fallen throughout the, you know, all of 2016, and it's way less than it had been in the past. I mean, I think the first one of the months that I looked at, it was like 200 and some units of diesel units were sold in the States as opposed to like 4,000 a year before. So that's a big drop off. I'm sure it's bouncing back some now as we get later in the year. Of course, we won't know those numbers probably for another month or two. But it's, you know, it hurts everybody because it makes you stop and think before you go. You might have thought, hey, that gets better gas mileage. I know these are clean now. I can go buy one. Not a big deal. And then this plants that seed of doubt in your mind. Is everybody doing this? Well, no one else has been caught, so certainly you would assume that no one else was doing this. But it plants the seed of doubt.
Do you have any thoughts that other car makers are doing it?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, most people don't want to take that $10 billion, $11 billion risk. That's a lot of money. And I know Volkswagen had to lay off thousands of their employees over in Europe as their sales have plummeted. So that's a pretty big impact on somebody. And really, I think you and I talked a little before we went on the air here that Chrysler actually has the most diesel sales at the moment. And Volkswagen has fallen off entirely. And, you know, it's Chrysler, GM, and BMW now that are the top ones. Jaguar sells some too. We'll see what happens over the next couple of years. You know, it also didn't help the gas prices dropped way down to around $2 a gallon, and diesel was still higher than that. Now that the gas prices have bounced back by at least 25 cents or so, there may be 8 to 10 cents difference. Okay, that's not quite as big a deterrent. But one of the other deterrents, I think, and things that are going to cut into diesel sales is hybrids that are coming along. Certainly, if you want better gas mileage or if you want a cleaner car, the hybrids and then now electrics that will be following that up are another great option and, you know, may supplant the idea that, you know, why do I need to even mess with the diesel or worry about it? I can go with a hybrid or an electric car.
I noticed with Volkswagen, they did pull the diesels and their big SUV, the Touareg, they used to have a hybrid option as well, but that's pulled along with the diesel. Now they only have a six-cylinder option. So do you know why Volkswagen pulled that technology, which they were way late to the game to begin with, and now it's just not even an option?
I'm guessing that they weren't feeling real confident with that technology, and maybe they didn't want to, you know, offer something else up that they weren't quite sure was doing what it should. I'm sure they'll be back because I think hybrids, as we've mentioned many times in the past, are certainly the way to go for the interim right now between gasoline power and electric power, with electric power gaining every year at this point.
And fuel cell technology is actually, it's there. It's just the infrastructure that's not there.
Right. And that's the thing is that in this country, we don't worry about infrastructure till well after the fact. So we're set up well for gasoline, and you know, if you can plug your car in when you get home, then everybody's good for that. But if you live in a place where you are in an apartment or someplace where it's not easy to plug it in, that then limits that availability. That's why the hybrids are so good, because you can just fill them up with gas maybe every other week, and you got, you know, plenty of power to get wherever you need to go.
All right. So do you think then that diesels are done in the U.S., or maybe it'll just stay a truck thing mainly?
Well, certainly the trucks will be, you know, out there like they have been for years. I think diesel will play a role for at least a few more years. I think we'll see the electrics and then the hybrids and both cutting into that. If it was 3% of the market, it's probably going to be 2% this year or 1%, and maybe it'll shrink down to, you know, a few thousand units here or there. But you've got to have a certain amount of sales or you're not going to continue offering it. And considering that the sales have dropped off dramatically in Europe also, some of the car makers may just say, you know what, I'm going to pull back and pull out of the U.S. market with diesel, keep it in Europe where there is a bigger market, and we'll see how it does over there. And maybe in 10 years, if it's still a viable option, they'll bring it back.
Is there, just one more question, is there anything different about the way that BMW and Mercedes manufacture their diesel engines as opposed to Volkswagen? Do they not have to do this kind of weird wizardry to get false readings?
I'm sure they would be happy to tell you that theirs are perfectly fine the way they are. I'm sure that everybody has to, you know, everybody's got an ECU that electronically controls everything. They must have figured it out well enough that they can pass the tests, both when it's in test mode and when it's in regular mode. Otherwise, the EPA wouldn't allow them to be selling them at this point. And I'm sure that everybody's gone back through a fairly rigid test over the last year and a half since the Volkswagen scandal broke.
All right. Thanks, Mark, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
Dan Harmon and Mark Savage are Lake Effect Automotive contributors. Savage writes his Savage on Wheels car review column weekly for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and his website, savageonwheels.com. He's also executive editor of American Snowmobiler magazine and the editor of Fine Scale Modeler magazine with Kalmbach Publishing in Waukesha.